Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, remember that paying your monthly statutory deductions on time and in full qualifies you for employment tax credit, also known as ETC. The ETC may be used by employers as a credit when computing their income tax liability, thereby reducing the amount to be paid. Employers with more than 20 employees on their payroll are also reminded that they are to file their monthly S01 and annual S02 payroll returns online. This will save you time and money. Join us on October 9 for a payroll seminar in partnership with MC Systems, NIS, NHD and HART at the Knutsford Court Hotel, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Teams from each agency will be on hand to answer questions. Remember, it pays to be compliant. For additional information, contact the Tax Administration Jamaica Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357. Or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Persons interested in bringing in motorcycles are now required to obtain an import permit from the Trade Board Limited prior to import. Details in today's edition of Get the Facts.
It is very important that you obtain your import license prior to importing your motor vehicle into Jamaica. Failure to do so will result in a breach of the Customs Act, and this will result in a penalty being imposed.
Manager of Entry Processing Unit at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Janice Baker. Any of the following persons may apply to the Trade Board for license to import motorcycles every 3 years.
You must either be a Jamaican, a returning resident, a contract worker, or the holder of a work permit.
Public Education and Public Relations Manager at the Trade Board Limited, Makeda Ramjeet Ball. Businesses importing should be approved motor vehicle dealers registered with the Trade Board, other companies incorporated in Jamaica, or the government.
For companies that are not dealers, they may import up to 3 motorcycles every 3 years. The Trade Board at present allow for importers importing and licensing of motorcycles not exceeding 5 years. Importers must note that there's a restriction on the CC rating. For motorcycles 700cc and above, must receive special permissions from the Ministry of National Security and Justice prior to applying for importing permit at the Trade Board. Motorcycle parts does not require a motor vehicle permit. However, motorcycles to be assembled in Jamaica must acquire an import permit prior to importation.
Here's a list of the documentation required for importation of motorcycles.
Ownership documentation, which may be invoice from the supplier or the bill of sale, in addition to the listing with all the specifics of the motorcycle, that is, model, year, VIN number, color, etc. For used motorcycles, ownership document, invoice, bill of sale, or the title, along with the processing fee. A valid identification and TRN must be provided by individuals. For commercial importers, Trade Board has the documentation for those registered with us on our system already.
Public Education and Public Relations Manager at the Trade Board Limited, Makeda Ramjeet Ball. Under the revised motor vehicle import policy, a C87 entry is also required for the clearance of motor vehicles.
So you must obtain the services of a broker who will complete the C87 entry. The C87 entry is considered your import declaration form that captures the particulars of the motor vehicle, the duty calculations, and it is a document on which you will pay your duties and taxes as it relates to the motorcycle.
Manager of Entry Processing Unit at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Janice Baker. For further information, call the Trade Board Limited at 967-0507 or visit tradeboard.gov.jm. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.